So my talk today is Everybody is Somebody. And I chose that because I think sometimes we think, what is my purpose? What can I do to help the world? And you think about these big people that do things like Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Oprah, and so forth. And you think, well, what can I do? Well, you know, we're all ministers, and we're all ministers in our own little necks of the woods. And Marianne Williamson says, we're all assigned a piece of the garden, a corner of the universe that is ours to transform. Each of us has a unique part to play in the healing of the world. And you know that saying where they say it takes a village? Well, it takes a huge old village, all the world, all the people, to help transforming the world and to hold it to a higher consciousness. And sometimes, you know, maybe our job is to just hold the consciousness of our neighborhood or to hold the consciousness and inspire the people in the place where we work or with our friends or with our family. And I know I saw a cartoon in the paper right after Christmas, and it was that one where this guy's laying on a couch in his psychiatrist's office, and the psychiatrist says, so how is your holidays with your family? And he says, well, why do you think I'm here? And so sometimes we need to just raise our consciousness, raise our vibration, because everything in the world is energy, is frequency. So we raise our vibration to hold that higher realization in different places we are. So we're all ministers in different parts of our lives. And you know, sometimes when you, maybe at your party or at work or somewhere, and somebody walks in the room and you can just feel their weird vibes. And we want to be a person when we walk into the room where people feel comfort and love and kindness and politeness. And so we need to, wherever we go, leave it better than when we walked in. I read an article in a magazine a couple years ago, and it was called Highway Ministry. And I really liked it because that's one of the places where we can really do our ministry work is on the road. And I think that's one of the stressful things when we're on the road. And what's weird is that on the way to church today, I was driving down 4th Street, and this car just turned right in front of me. And I honked my horn and called him some names. And I thought, oh, don't do that. But it's sometimes hard to not get upset at these crazy drivers, especially when they're weaving in and out of you and so forth. And a lot of times these cars that race to get ahead of you, all they're doing is waiting for you at the stoplight. So they gained like a car length ahead. So when you're on the highway, and you see like a moving van, that's a good time to bless those people that are moving, knowing that they're going to a good place wherever they're going, that they're maybe they changed jobs and they're going to have a new house, and that they're going to have everything they need, and they're going to have prosperity and wholeness. That's one way to bless people on the road. One of the things that I've been doing for years is when I see a broken down car on the highway, I go like this, and if somebody's riding with me, they ask me what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is circling them in white light for protection, because I don't want some non-alert people to run into them. And even if there's no people in the car broken down and the car is just sitting there, I still circle it for protection, because even if another car runs into it, they might get hurt. So highway ministry is very important. Accidents, when we come upon accidents, I know everybody wants to look and see what's going on, and that sometimes can cause other accidents. So when you pass an accident, that's a good time to use your ministry. Bless all of the first responders that are there helping them out. Bless the people that are in the accident. Know that they're whole and healthy and that everything's going to be okay. And so everywhere we go, we can be a minister. We don't want to be like Sunday ministers, or, you know, like in sports where they say you're only fan when they win. So what's that called? Fair weather fans, I guess. And so we don't want to just be spiritual on Sunday or when we go home and go to bed and say our prayers or something. We can be ministers all through our day, even though sometimes it's really hard, like today when I had to call that man some names. And wouldn't you know that happened when I'm going to talk about that? And sometimes you don't know when someone's in a hurry or driving real fast. Maybe there's an emergency in their family. Or maybe they're sick or someone's in their car is sick. Sometimes we just don't know. And so it's good to bless them anyway, even though it's hard. When you see semis, what do semis do? They take loads. We wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for semis. They're taking, delivering loads of stuff to us, even though we all have too much stuff. And I think of all the stores in all the country, and I think of all the semis, and it's like, wow, the stores are already full of stuff, and now we're getting more stuff. But you know, it's not just stuff, it's food, it's animals, it's medical supplies. And those semi drivers, they have a tough job driving those 18-wheelers. And so I bless them on the way and know that they're safe and healthy and get enough sleep. New cars. Sometimes you see those long trailers, and they all have new cars, and sometimes people might get envious and say, wow, that must be nice. I wish I had a new car. Instead, bless the people that are going to sell them. Bless the people that are going to buy them. And it reminds me of... you know that comedian Stephen Wright? He has this dry sense of humor. And he was talking about this guy that was carrying all these new cars somewhere. And he kept stopping and picking up hitchhikers. And so they would all get in a car. And then pretty soon he started going too fast and he got stopped by a cop for speeding. And the cop gave him all a ticket. Now, sometimes we're around people that maybe parents that are having a bad time with their kids. And I remember this on the airplane where the kids are crying or throwing things around or banging on the seat in front of them. And that's another time that we can bless the family and bless the kids. You know, even though people don't know what we're doing, we're just shooting out like God vibes to them. And everything, since everything is energy and frequency, then it makes a difference. I got this book. It's called The Little Red Lighthouse and the Great Gray Bridge. And it's funny where you can get your inspiration sometimes. I found this book because I was watching one of those Hallmark Christmas stories, and they mentioned this book, and the woman in the story loved this book ever since she was a little kid, and so her boyfriend got her a first edition. And this just kind of brings home my point of how everybody is somebody and everybody is important. You don't have to be some big famous person to do good in the world. And once upon a time, there was a little red lighthouse set on the edge of the Hudson River in New York City. It was red and fat and jolly. And it was so happy and so proud of itself because it helped the ships go safely down the river. And when in the daytime, when the steamer went down the river, it would talk to the lighthouse. All the ships would talk to the lighthouse. Toot, toot. And then the canoe went down the river and it would salute. And then when the big black tug went down the river, it would say chug, chug, chug. And it would be carrying a barge full of coal. But the lighthouse never answered in the daytime. And then when it got during nighttime, the little man with the keys would come to the lighthouse and open the door and walk up all those winding stairs. And he'd take the cap off of the light that is fueled by gas, and then the lighthouse would be able to shine. And it would flash its light, one off, two on, one off, two on. And he'd say, watch me, watch me. Danger, danger. Watch the rocks, and then all of the ships would know where to go on the river channel. And then one day, I hear voices. And then one day, he noticed there was a bunch of men that came, and they were digging and digging on the bank of the river, and he didn't know what was going on, and they were raising these big steel girders that was really high to the sky, and then one day the men got on this barge, and they went across the river, and they had those big spools of steel cables, when they got over to the other side of the river, they were jumping up and down and happy, and they were saying, "Yay, the cables are over, they're over." And the little lighthouse was thinking, "What are these cables for? And what do they mean they're over?" So he continued watching them build this. It was a bridge. And he kept flashing his light for the ships to go down the river. And then one day, when it started getting stormy and lightning and thunder, and a great fog came over the river, and he noticed this big huge beam coming out of the bridge, and the tug that was down in the river couldn't see that high, couldn't see the light, and the little red lighthouse its light wasn't on, because he thought, "This is the end of me. There's this big gray bridge now. They don't need me anymore, and I'll probably be given up, and they'll probably tear me down, and I can't turn on my own light." And the tug was going down the river, and I couldn't see the light on the bridge, and there was no light coming from the lighthouse, and so it crashed on the rocks. So pretty soon, the great gray bridge yelled down to the lighthouse, and it said, "Turn on your light, little brother." And the lighthouse said, "I'm your little brother?" And he said, "Yes." And the lighthouse said, "Well, I thought I wasn't needed anymore, because you're here and you're so big and powerful and wonderful and you have this huge light." And he said, the bridge said, "I flash to the ships in the air. I flash to the airplanes. You flash to the ships on the river. You are needed, each to its own place." And I really liked that line, "each to its own place," because it reminds me of what Marianne Williamson said, that we're each assigned our own piece of the garden to tend. And so the lighthouse was so happy, but he couldn't turn his own light on, and the little man with the keys didn't come. And so later, the man with the keys finally came. He opened up the cap on the light. The lighthouse flashed on and on. And he said, watch out, danger, danger. And so he was so happy, and he knew that he was needed, that the bridge wanted him there, the man with the keys wanted him there, the ships were there. And so he, again, was master of the river, and the great gray bridge was master of the air for the airplanes. And so they were happy, and even though the bridge was huge and the lighthouse was tiny, they sit side by side, and they each have their own job to do, which is very important. And this is a true story, even though maybe the lighthouse doesn't talk to the ships and to the bridge, but maybe they have their own language. I don't know. But this is the George Washington Bridge over on the Hudson River, and the little red lighthouse, and it's still there. This book was written in 1942, and it has wonderful watercolor illustrations in it. So that was just another point of how important we each are to each its own place. We can all minister wherever we are. We don't have to be someone huge and famous. We don't have to do something big and splashy. We all tend to our own little garden in our own little neck of the woods. So let's have a quick little prayer. Let's close our eyes. And know that since we are one with God and one with everyone, that our lives matter, we are important. We are here too good to raise the consciousness. And Desmond Tutu says, do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. And Nona Brooks says, the noblest, the most sacred, the happiest mission in life is to help each other to a higher realization. And so as we go out into the world today, let us practice our spirituality in everyday life and raise those vibrations to a higher realization and do our blessing and our ministry at all times. And so it is. Amen.